This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Man, I just watched that podcast thing. Good Lord, Odell. Now, it's all allegedly.
Yeah.
It's all allegedly.
We don't know if that. She just told a story.
But how are you? Okay, let's see the media in Cleveland now. How do you go and approach that?
I don't think you asked the question.
It's not going to come up.
They're not going to ask that question. They're not going to.
Today?
Go see 2020? If you can find, go see 2020? If you can find a website. Show me what website even has this.
Other than Barstool, nobody.
Yeah, and something called Game 7.
No, I mean, it's not on ESPN's headlines. Report. Sources close to Josina Anderson tell us that the Odell's poop story, not true. They're not going to report on that.
That's...
You think the Cleveland Plain Journal is going to be asking that question? Is Mary Kay Cab, whatever her name is? Odell, excuse me. On the podcast, the Thought Podcast, otherwise known
Thoughts
as...
Thoughts Next Door.
Thought Next Door, otherwise known as Those Holes Over There, or That Hole Over There Next Door. There was a comment from a young lady about your predilections for poop. How do you respond? No one's going to ask him. He's going to go about his day. Black Twitter will ask him all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, anytime you tweet something.
Well, that's why he... That's
anytime you tweet something now, it's going to be...
So my kids... I'll just tell you right now, my kids went viral over the weekend because of Black Twitter. Because Lamar Jackson, actually. Lamar Jackson got a hold... And all I did was just record Snacks and Mason playing basketball... And Snacks was really pissed. They were in a fight, like as they headed out there. So I went and from the house. So I started recording them, and because all I could think of was I was just going to send it to a couple friends. And then Snacks is just like Mason is destroying. Because Snacks made the comment, "You can't even score on me. That's why you quit, because you can't score on me," or something like that. Well, then the bigger brother, Mason, just went out and completely annihilated him. And Snacks was fouling like the Bad Boy Pistons every play, jumping on top of his back. I mean, it was like a fight. And so I just recorded it and posted it. Well, Lamar Jackson retweeted it. I mean, it picked up some steam. But once he did, then SportsCenter's asking for copies if they can use permission. And so before you know it, they've been viewed like 1.9 million times. And it's because everybody, and it's just because everybody sees either themselves and their brother, or them and their friend, or like they see themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They were tagging each other. People just say, "Oh, this was me, and this was you. You're Blue Pants Kid." Or some people was like, "Why does Blue Shorts have his socks up so high?" Because that's just how Blue Shorts has done it since he's been two. He likes a sock. That's his drip. That's just what it is. He gets. Cobras on it, sharks, just his
socks. Well, he is Cobra.
Socks.
He's Cobra Kai.
He tried to nickname himself Cobra, and I wouldn't let it happen.
He's always Cobra to me.
He tried to rebrand as Cobra, not Snacks. I'm like, it's too late. Your brand's already set. Yeah, and that's me getting hit when he
slammed. Yeah, why did, what? He opened the door on your foot or your shoulder? What
right
did he
on
open?
The foot.
Right on the foot.
I'm taping it, and he throws a basketball at his brother, and then all of a sudden he turns suddenly and storms into the house, which I did not expect to happen. I would have gotten out of the way. Yeah, and that's him rolling on top. Yeah, you don't... I actually cut it before it gets worse. I say worse things than Al. Because that... You've had a door open on your foot.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. Ow!
Yep, that's how it happens. That's, you start out, and then it turns into filth, flour, and filth.
Right. It is filth and flour. I'm sure there was some filth. They had to beep you out of it. They had to beep you. A few times.
Yeah, ESPN or SportsCenter, their Twitter account had to bleep him a couple times.
Yeah,
it's because
I
was...
Did you get any "that's a bad parent" tweets for not breaking it up sooner and just filming the
only like almost nobody. Most of the people loved it because they saw
it
as
too.
You let that's what because a lot of parents or a lot of people on Twitter loved seeing kids A, playing outside, B, playing physical, and it just like, this is the way you got to let, and good for the dad for letting these two figure things out, because the little brother is going to be tougher because of this. Mm. One person said, "You know what this is? This is the big brother, and he's not responding to the little brother because he's trying to teach him a lesson about never giving up." I'm like, no Mason just wanted to, he didn't want to get derailed. He wanted to embarrass Sebastian as much as he could one-on-one with points. He didn't want to get derailed by Sebastian's dirty tactics of jumping on his back, because usually Mason will just start scrapping. That's what I was waiting for. The fact that I had Mason, the older of the brothers, didn't start immediately wailing on him, I knew there was something else at play here.
Has Twitter gone deep into your Twitter, because now you're viral? So Twitter always then got to cancel. Figure out some way to cancel you. Yeah, do you have any pictures with a Confederate flag or anything?
No.
You know?
Do you have someone in your past saying you like getting pooped on?
Nope.
Do you have any of that?
Nope.
No?
You won't find any of that.
It's unfortunate my disinformation campaign against you didn't pick up steam. I was hoping I would drop a little tweet here and there and see if people would pick it up. No one did. It's unfortunate.
I went back years ago and looked at like my earliest tweets, make sure. Like, well, you know, times have changed. Like, no.
No.
I've always had the good sense to know, no, I'm in.
No.
I'm on the radio. Like, I'm a public figure. And then with the NFL, there's so many things. I canceled SEC guy intentionally because I knew cancel culture doesn't understand satire.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, this can't. I deleted the whole
Twitter, immediately said everything. Male golfer, female golfer, food. That's all. That's a Dell creation.
Okay.
I can't. I'm not taking.
Yeah, it comes from the mind of Dell.
Yep, from the mind of Dell.
Yeah, hey, have John put accents on golf names? Came from Dell.
Dell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One day he came up and said, "Do you ever notice how?
What if the Rockets?
You can't tell the difference between a female golfer and a male golfer, and sometimes they all sound like food."
I have.
And I was like, and he was like, "How about we start a game?" And I was like, "It sounds great, Dell." And he said, "I'll put in this music."
That wasn't even my idea.
That wasn't yours?
No, that was Raheel's idea.
Of course it was Raheel's.
See, what if the Rockets? You and Raheel.
You would not have done,
I was just an innocent bystander. Yeah,
you would not have done clearly. Something like make that game.
No.
What if the Rockets, by the way, get their hands on Rui Hachimura?
He couldn't stop himself.
It's
my idea.
It's reflective. It's just a reflexive condition.
White Magic is here. What's up, White Magic?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? I just had a quick out the door. I know that shoulder herpes, and I know there's this thing called mandated reporting, and since you and the door had an encounter, have you had the door tested, and are you required to report it to them? That way they can go get tested for the shoulder herpes as well.
It's a dislocated shoulder, and it's a door. There is no such thing as a door.
Do you have to tell
an inanimate
people,
object?
You have to tell.
Do you have to tell people you run into, like on the street? Oh, sorry, I might have given
bump,
you.
If you bump them, oh, wow. I may have given you shoulder herpes.
You should go get tested.
No.
You sure?
No.
Are you sure? That's not the law?
I mean, the way John was talking over the weekend, I think he thought your brisket had herpes.
The way
he was talking.
I didn't
really want to get involved in this text because it just gets ugly because Lance is so sensitive about everything.
He is sensitive.
But John was talking flagrant.
Yeah, you see it. It's like squirting all over the place.
Watch your language.
That's what the brisket looks like.
Was
it's
it
all
Stan's
over the place.
Dad?
That's what you said. It looked like Stan's dad got a hold of it.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Oh, my goodness. 912 ESPN 97.5. I tell you who wants to be right here. Men's T Clinic wants to be right here.
So Men's T Clinic, you really need to go to Men's T Clinic because there's a lot. And maybe you went before and then you stopped during the pandemic. And I'll almost guarantee you that you saw a decline in body type, a decline in overall energy level. I mean, that's why you went in the first place, because when you see lean muscle mass diminish, when you see that you're not getting the same results from your workout regimen, when you see that your libido has diminished or your energy level has diminished, these are all potential concerns regarding your testosterone levels. And testosterone levels are there to do so much for you that you take for granted until your levels drop and you realize, wow, my quality of life is way lower. Don't live that quality of life. Live your best life by going to Men's T Clinic. You can check out all of the work that they do, all the different features that they offer. And Men's T Clinic is going to make sure that you truly are living your best life. And they give you that chance by getting the levels to where they need to be. And you're going to see results very, very quickly. Within 2 to 3 months, you start seeing differences in body type. Within 2 to 3 days, energy level spikes. Men'sTClinic.com. 5 locations here in the Houston area. Men'sTClinic.com.
Years of research and innovation. Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Loud and clear, Memorial and Derry Ashford, 92.5, people. That is the new station. That's the big announcement today. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, simulcast. Two FM stations where you got the whole market now. How about that? The whole market is taken care of. So, man, you asked for it, and we gave it. David Gow, great job. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
It only took 13 years.
It's all right. Stop complaining like a little
bit. He said, I can only actually hear my station in my place. I'm on the west side right next to Prime Social.
He can actually hear it inside his house, which you couldn't. A lot of people have said before. That's awfully difficult. But now you can. 92.5. That's right. Nice job, David Gow. Well done, sir. All right, 713-780-3776. You got Dabo? So Deshaun got his deal, and it was pretty touching. He had the family virtually during his press conference, and it kind of made him break down. Also, I love what Mom said. Yeah, that's great, son. You got all that money. Now you got a game to win Thursday. I love that. How about Mom? Mom's like, I don't give a rat's ass about your money.
If you're talking to the wrong guy.
Yeah.
She'd be talking to Bob about that.
Yeah.
B.O.B. about that one.
No. Mom said, win, okay? Well, win.
Was Anthony Weaver there? Was she yelling at him about winning?
Hold the check.
Because that's who I'd be talking to about Thursday night.
Yeah, not Deshaun.
No.
Deshaun plays
He'll be fine.
By the way, Deshaun plays on. I like the Texans plus 10.
Is it 10 now?
It's all been 10.
It's been going up. I thought it was 9.
No, it was 10. It's been 10. Been having 10.
Just on an unrelated note, can you run by real quick and take a look at the Texans depth chart on secondary?
Mm. Yeah.
While you're doing that, we'll play
Here's Dabo. Here's Dabo.
God blesses you so you can bless others. And I think it's very fitting that the title of your book is Pass It On. All right? And so God trusts you. And God is blessing you so you can bless others. All right.
Yes,
with your talents, with your resources. So you just continue to let that light shine, continue to smile, continue to be that leader that you are, and continue to be that legendary quarterback that you are as well. But hey, I love you. I'm so happy for Miss Deanne. I'm happy for Aunt Sonia. I'm happy for just everyone in your family.
Yes,
and I'm thankful to be a part of such a great moment and just be a part of your journey. And this is what it's all about for me. So I love you. Enjoy the moment.
Love you too, Coach. Listen, appreciate it.
Listen, we taking pay cuts around here. I might need just hold 1,000. Hey, just let me be first in line, just a small loan.
Hold 1,000.
You know I got you, Coach.
I love you, man. In fact, I've got CJ Spiller is over here. We're grilling burgers tonight.
And I told him
I was coming in here to do this call. And so he's actually my neighbor out here on Lake Kiwi. So we're going to save a spot for you.
All right. Sounds good to me. Tell him I said what's up.
All right. Congrats, my man. I love you.
Thank you. Love you too.
All right. Hey, let's go get it. Hey, listen. All this stuff's over now. Hey, listen, you got to go perform now, right?
Let's do it.
That's the easy part.
That's the easy part.
Dabo wouldn't stop. Okay, Coach. All right, Coach. Take it. Hey, CJ Spiller's over here. We're doing burgers tonight in the back. Like Kiowa. He's like, oh, cool.
All right, Coach. Okay.
All right, thanks, Coach. Thanks for calling. Hey, listen, you got paid. Now you got to play, right? This is the part where you got to play. Yep. Now that's the easy part, Coach. Hey, listen, take it easy, okay? Hey, have you seen Trevor Lawrence? This kid's a good player. I love for you. He does a lot of things the same as you. Like, okay, coach, this is my press conference.
Yeah.
For my, I just got a bag that could literally kill 40 children by laying on it. It's so heavy. It's the heaviest bag of all time.
But wait, Deshaun, have you seen the first three episodes of The Boys?
Yeah. What? Hey, can you believe if you were rolling into episode four, boom, where is it? It's nowhere.
Can you believe Stormfront might be worse than Homelander?
Holy crap. Could you believe that, Deshaun? Hey, Deshaun, have you seen The Boys season two? Mm. Nah, coach. You got to see this. Stormfront, we find out. At first, she seems like she's just going to take no, you know, she's not for the BS and the bullcorn. Then turns out she's worse than Homelander.
She's a racist, homicidal psychopath.
Yeah.
Hey, Deshaun, you watch your Umbrella Academy yet?
he pulled Umbrella Academy out? Yeah, that's what I'm surprised about.
Oh, yeah. Ellen Page, oh, she ain't got no skills? Okay.
Hey, remember that time she was in Hard Candy, pretending to be like a little girl, and then... and then she tried to get guys to try to molest her, and then she trapped them and brought them to the house.
That was Patrick Wilson.
Ended up killing. Yeah, that guy. Remember him? He was just a nice guy. All of a sudden, he's a pedo.
He's coming over for burgers too.
He's coming.
I love
but not
Patrick
the
Wilson.
Character.
No,
the actual actor. Guy, no. Patrick Wilson. I love him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know Curtis Strange is coming for burgers too, right? He went to Clemson. Do you know Curtis Strange? No, never heard. I don't even know who he is. Huh. You gotta get up on Curtis Strange.
Two-time U.S. Open champ. Let's go. You clap, go Tigers.
See, now it's unrealistic. Even Dabo didn't know that. That's a John.
No, that's true.
A John that's reference.
True. Hey, I'm gonna need a hold of thou. What about he said I need a hold of thou?
Right.
That is the he got that from somewhere on the team. I'm gonna have to hold it thou.
Probably got it from
probably got it from one of his players. Said, hey, coach. I'm gonna need
but you know what? Do yeah. you like?
We're recruiting in South Florida. Right. That's
we can only hope coach, that Bill O'Brien has
you gonna
that
come
kind
back,
of.
I'm gonna need to hold a thou.
We can only hope that Bill O'Brien has that kind of relationship with Deshaun at some point. Because if he does, you feel really good about it.
It's not my job to do that.
Well,
okay. I'm gonna bet. I will. Okay, bet. We're not. Dell doesn't bet, so me and I can bet on this. At no point ever will I. He say, oh, "I love you too, coach." To Bill O'Brien.
No, I don't think. Publicly, no. Publicly, no.
Or privately.
If Bill O'Brien was on a dais with Deshaun Watson after they win a Super Bowl, he goes, hey, I got to say, publicly, Deshaun Watson, I love you.
There's a lot of ifs on you just.
Yeah, but if he does say,
Bill
I love
O'Brien
you publicly.
And Deshaun Watson on a dais after a Super Bowl
he's
win.
Not going to be the girlfriend that doesn't say I love you
that's
back.
That's the start no, of the
will.
Ifs.
No.
He's not going to be the girl who doesn't say I love you back.
No,
I know exactly.
If they win
what
a Super
be.
Bowl, I could see.
No, he'll be like, Deshaun, man, we went on this journey together. I love you, man. Deshaun be like, thanks, coach.
Yeah. No.
He'll be, he'll be
and
that
Bill
girl.
Bill's going to go when he goes to bed at night. Hey, he didn't say I love you back.
He said thank you.
He just said thank you. He didn't say I love you back.
That's what it'll be. Appreciate it. Thanks.
That's a lot of presuppositions there, Dell.
Lamont says, Lance. I disagree with Dell saying no one will question ODB about his potential love for the for stuff.
Who's going to talk?
Remember when D-Hop was a rookie and there was a picture posted of his junk? Houston media asked him about it. Was it AJ that...
Okay, I can see how you could ask it. Have you heard the girl on Thoughts?
Yeah, that was posted on your own social media.
Have you heard what she said about you, Odell? No? Okay. Have you heard that, Odell?
Who asked DeAndre? But
he said it might have been somebody from 97.5.
Was it a picture
he
posted
himself?
He thought it was AJ. Yeah, it could have been.
AJ, did you ask him about... What was that?
He posted his junk. Oh, I think accidentally... Was he hacked, or was it an accidental?
No, I think he accidentally did that.
You think he accidentally tried to DM, and it was...
Yeah, but it was an accident.
It was what?
It's an accident. It's not like, you know, hey,
no,
I'm out
no,
there
no,
showing...
No, but that actually happened for everyone in the public to see. This is some Thoughts saying that.
Yeah, right.
That's not... Like, you didn't do that yourself. It didn't come from your account.
No. But I could see somebody asking him, hey, have you heard what that girl said about you?
Not in normal media. Because what does that have to do with
well,
Cleveland Browns football?
Well, not Mary Kay Cabot. No.
Well, no, but not anybody who covers the Browns. No one would ask that because it has nothing to do with the Browns. That's just a personal bedroom. That has nothing to do with the Browns.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Well, it does something to
do
with
the Browns. Okay, wait. It has nothing to do with Cleveland's football team.
It has something to do with the Browns.
It has nothing to do with Cleveland's football team.
What about Barstool as Cleveland Steamers number 13.
Well, yeah, you can buy that shirt now, I think.
Yeah. I don't know that that's appropriate.
Oh, it's not.
Barstool appropriate?
No, right.
Barstool is not in the, by the way, Barstool is not who I'm talking about, which covers the Browns.
So now, which is worse, Najee Davenport or Odell?
What?
Ooh. Well, Najee did it in a
hamper.
So Najee was supposedly spying on one of his teammates. James Starks? Spying on his teammate.
You know, James Starks worked at Wildcat.
James Starks, the running back?
Yeah. No. Sparks, the defensive back. Was it Sparks or was it?
Well, I mean, there's a James Starks, the running back who played for the.
He was in Green Bay.
For the
Oh, yeah.
Packers.
No. I'm talking about the defensive back.
There's a Dwayne Starks who went
from Miami?
Who played at Baltimore.
No, I'll find the name. He was on the. I don't think he played on the national championship team. I think he played.
Hey, by the way, did anybody from the XFL
for the Hurricanes? He was a Hurricane. Well,
there's Dwayne Starks.
Dwayne Starks.
Not Dwayne. It was James something. I'll find it.
Oh, wait a minute. There was a. There is like a James.
There's a James Lewis.
Yeah. By the way, I honestly don't know the answer. Did anybody from the XFL make an NFL team in a bounce back?
PJ.
Yeah, PJ. PJ would be the guy. PJ Walker, because he made it. I think so.
He's the only. No. No. The big tight end from Dallas. I went to the Chargers. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about, too. He's huge.
The big tight end from Dallas.
Dallas, yeah, from the Renegades.
And he's with the Chargers?
Four XFL players make the initial 53-man. We all know about
who are they?
P.J. Walker, Kenny Robinson we know about, Donald Parham.
Him.
Oh,
Parham.
Donald Parham. Yeah, looks like a spider.
Was it Chargers?
Yeah. And also Storm Norton for the Chargers, too. So two went to the Panthers, and P.J. and Kenny Robinson, and two went to the Chargers.
Yep.
So Kenny Robinson we expected because he was drafted. He was XFL, but he was a draft.
Mm-hmm.
PJ, we figured would make it. Parham, I didn't even realize he was in the XFL. And who else?
Storm Norton.
The tackle from Toledo.
Yeah.
So yeah, four good. Guys. Good. I thought he would make an NFL team back in the day, so that one's not hugely surprising. And he's a tackle. That's good. You want those numbers to be higher in the future just because it gives you a greater chance for a developmental league. I actually have something I might be involved in that might fit perfect with the XFL, as a matter of fact. So I'll have to talk to you about it.
All right.
But XFL, are y'all set to, have you heard from anybody?
I haven't heard a thing. I asked Brian Michael Cooper about it. And
they set up all the teams as is?
I think The Rock has got to get a bunch of investors because he's got a lot of debt that he's got to pay off. So I think that's what they're working on.
Not the old debt, not Vince's debt.
Yeah. Well, they have I don't know. He said he's got a lot of stuff to do before he can actually get started, but now's the time to be doing it. I mean, you can't just form this league overnight. So I don't know. Brian Michael Cooper said he hadn't gotten a hold of, but that was maybe 2 weeks ago I talked to him. So I don't know if anything has changed. I asked him to call me if anything changes, but nothing so far. I haven't heard anything so far. Right now, all I've heard about is HRP.net. We've got our 401k there, and I'm just you can change up. It is so easy to navigate this thing. How good HRP is. We got HRP Pro, which you can go in there and you can make all of your change. You can find out everything about your paychecks, your pay stuff, everything about it. It's all online. If you have any issues, I've called them before and I've said, "Hey, I don't know my law." Okay, sir, that's easy. And they are so accommodating, so wonderful. And I'm just a peon over here. I mean, you can imagine if you have any issues whatsoever with your PPP, your small business loan, with your unemployment claims, all of these things, they're so helpful. They're so knowledgeable. And if your payroll company hasn't been knowledgeable in the Affordable Care Act, for example, I mean, why are you with that? That that payroll company, because our payroll company is, and they are awesome, and you will love them too. All you got to do is go to hrp.net, 281-880-6525. They come, they give you a customized, it's not cookie cutter, a customized estimate of exactly what you and your business needs. So easy, so good. hrp.net, 281-880-6525.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I knew there was something gnawing at me. Curtis Strange went to Wake Forest, not Clemson.
By the way, who did?
Curtis Strange went to Wake Forest, not Clemson.
It's the same thing. It's ACC.
No, it's not.
You want to apologize for for being embarrassing?
Curtis wishes he must be from South Carolina. Curtis wishes he was at Clemson.
You wishes you had this.
Lucas Glover's like, Curtis Strange couldn't hold my job.
No, Lucas Glover doesn't care about one way or the other.
Curtis Strange is from Virginia. So he's not going to take kindly to not only you.
He's not even a Wahoo.
Yeah, but he went to Wake Forest, but he's not going to say kindly to you saying he went to Clemson.
Yeah,
that's kind of, he wishes he did. They're the coolest team in the ACC.
Are they?
Yep. Coolest program.
They're not cool.
Did you see the 9 drug companies who all are making coronavirus vaccines? They all signed a pledge, or that 9 of the companies, CEOs, signed a pledge with each other promising to not file for regulatory approval or authorization of their experimental COVID-19 vaccines until the shots have shown to work safely. Basically, it means probably you're not going to see them push through, but it's also going to be, so here it is, Novavax, let's see, AstraZeneca, Moderna, all the top ones, and guess what happened to their stocks? Tanked. Their stocks all took a huge hit. Why? Because they said, we're going to make sure it's safe before we go to market.
What they're saying is that we're not going to do it before the election.
We're not going to let the president push it through.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. They want to make sure that it's safe. And safety comes first.
No. They want to make sure that Trump doesn't get elected. They don't want him taking credit for it. That's basically what they're saying.
No, they're not. They don't want to rush through.
Mm.
There's efficacy. Why would you think Big Pharma is not a fan? Big Pharma's done quite well during the Trump presidency. Why would you think Big Pharma's out to get them? Big Pharma doesn't want... This is already redlined. I mean, it's already streamlined as fast as it can go. It's fast-tracked as possible. What they're saying is, until we have some level of efficacy, we're not going to push it through. We're going to wait and make sure that it's... Frankly, it shouldn't even come out. People already think Dr. Fauci's the bad guy. So, but they'll all tell you, January or February is the earliest this should come out. But it may come out earlier because they're fast-tracking it. But I don't think this has anything to do with Trump. It has to do with Trump not trying to push it through October, November.
Is it a left-wing pharma group, Lance?
Yeah.
Is it left-wing? Is it a liberal pharma group, Lance? You never know.
You never know.
The mainstream big pharma?
Yeah, mainstream left-wing big pharma.
Big pharma typically likes people who are pro-pharma.
About that business?
And pro-big business, yeah. Yeah. I just think it's a safety issue. They don't want to rush it because they don't want bad things on there. By the way, it's not good for business either.
If that's true.
They're the ones chosen.
It's a bunch of lefties.
Of course.
They want to make sure that the president doesn't
get any. Let's not push out something that could, make us a lot of money too soon because, the president might get elected. So we can't do that.
Right.
Everything's about him.
Right.
Right.
Wrong.
Sure.
Well, the press said in next month we're going to actually have a vaccine. So
not now.
That's what the press said.
Well, he also
said, you got some kind of bootleg, janky-ass COVID vaccine that's being
as long as it keeps me
developed
safe.
Off of Harwin somewhere.
Yeah, well,
we got something. We got something at Harwin. We got
shot
something.
At Harwin.
We could always get it from Russia because they're giving people the vaccine now.
Yeah.
Janky-ass Russia.
Did you see Russian frontline workers like, nah, fam,
I'm not doing
we're not
that.
Taking this.
Nope.
Nope. Nah, y'all didn't even get it through efficacy at all.
You better take it, or you're gonna wind up falling out of a window.
Hey, you could accidentally get poisoned.
Yeah.
I like how Russia's old school now, and everyone's getting poisoned. Like, damn, this is so the Americans. Like, and people are getting poisoned now.
And it's not just Russians who are opposing the current regimes. Like, hey, Belarus, we're not thrilled with how things are going here. We don't appreciate your opposition. Some opposition leader in Belarus got the same deal.
Hope y'all don't catch some poison.
It ain't strictly a Russian thing.
Anybody can catch this poison.
Yeah.
939 ESPN 97.5.
Bitch, you want to catch some poison?
No, I don't
want to. No, I don't want to.
So,
Mr. Putin, I don't want to catch any poison.
Have you guys watched any? Dell, how much college football have you watched?
I watched any game that's on TV. The problem is, well, they haven't been all that competitive. Navy last night in the Labor Day game ran off the field, and it turns out if you don't hit and tackle during training, you probably aren't going to be very good. Turns out their coach, Ken Niumatalolo, said because of COVID, they didn't actually hit. He said they hadn't hit since the bowl game. They did a whole lot of tackling of dummies and reducing face-to-face contact because he was trying to prevent the spread. And, well, he didn't prevent the spread of BYU and covering the spread because they got ran off the field.
So they prevented the spread from being covered.
It was an ugly night, and it looked like they didn't practice tackling. It turns out they hadn't. But I watched at least parts of every game that was on TV. I didn't see HBU play or anything because they were playing they play Stephen F. Austin on ESPN3, which brings me to you have personal first-hand experience with Rice University and athletics. Rice, if you missed it yesterday, or was it the day before, announced that they were going to push back fall practice, and which means they're not playing their first two conference games. Marshall's out, UAB is out. And I was like, okay. A lot of it had to do with preventing the spread of COVID and making sure they had the testing they needed to be safe. And I thought to myself, how did HBU be? How are they able to play football? And Rice couldn't.
Well, HBU probably spends more money on football than Rice does.
Which is the point. Like, to be clear, other teams in their conference played this weekend. Marshall played. UAB has played. And they're going to play on Thursday in Miami. So how have teams in their own conference and teams in their own city found a way to practice?
Rice don't want to.
It's kind of convenient. Yeah. Marshall's got probably the best running back in the conference, and UAB is the best team in the conference.
They got to the conference title game, lost to FAU last year, but they're a pretty good team as well, UAB. So I just thought to myself, but the HBU thing struck me as like, HBU could find a way to test and do that enough to keep their kids safe and get a game in, and you've decided to push it to late September to start practicing, so you're already missing multiple conference games?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looked a little suspicious.
Yeah. It's Rice. I'm telling you, there's no...
I think Mike Bloomgren wants to do... The football coach, yeah. I don't think it's in his hands at all. I mean, it's definitely not in his hands.
I just saw a website that predicted him coach of the year, Rice making his first bowl game since 2014.
Well,
but
are there enough bowl slot? Are there enough teams for the bowl slot? They might make it because there's too many slots.
Yeah.
They could win two games and make a bowl game this year, possibly.
No, I think it's going to go by. Well,
but how are they going to
cancel? Right? Are they going to cancel bowl games?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you there are only 76 teams, I think,
and
playing.
There's 70 bowls. No, there's 35 bowls. Yeah, 70 teams that make bowls.
So, how many games do you have to win to make a bowl this year?
I don't think that they're.
Well, they either cancel them, or some teams who win three games are making bowls.
They can't possibly fill all those bowls, but certainly not winning.
They're not winning teams, so either they cancel some of those bowl games, or teams with 2 to 3 wins are going to make bowls.
Right.
But one thing is for sure, though, we saw some fans in the stands at some of the games, like the Marshall game I was watching. There's a smattering of fans, which frankly looks like it looks at a lot of different smaller schools anyway. NFL has had less than 1% positive test. Basketball has gone perfectly. Baseball, since that one issue, has not had major issues. One of the things that we're seeing, Jimbo Fisher said they haven't had issues since, except for when the students all came back after they had mingled with the other dirty general, the general pop, the dirty gen pop.
Yep.
So one of the things we're seeing is sports can absolutely take place inside of a pandemic.
Yes.
It can absolutely take place as long as you mind your business and as long as you test frequently. You test frequently, you catch it, you don't have the same spread. It's the same thing with humans. You know, if we can get that saliva testing to where it's readily available very, very quickly, and people are just smart about, you know, about going out or making sure they get tested, we could live in the same world this fall. Especially if there's saliva testing, and we can do it frequently, we can be smart about when we go out. The problem is we can't trust other people, which is why we still wear masks. But we can make this a lot safer circumstance where we can, you know, bolster the amount of people in restaurants. We can go to movie theaters again. Like, you could have a life again if only people would wear some masks. And I know some of you are just going to be, it's a hoax. There's no one's died and there was no Holocaust and all that stuff. Great. That's fine. Do your thing where you do everything's a lie.
Stay away from me, though.
Yeah. But the other thing is, if you just get tested to make sure you don't have it and you're clean and you go out when you are and you, like my son thinks he has it now. So I said, look, Drake, it's real simple. You got to go get tested because his girlfriend has it. You got to go get tested. Until then, you cannot go out. You can't do anything. And even afterwards, like, you still need to maybe have another test 5 days later. It's you have to be responsible when you get this so you don't spread it to anybody. That's the main thing, is just be responsible. Because our numbers are down in Harris County. Our numbers are down in the state. They're down way lower. So people have obviously been doing a pretty good job.
And it's interesting to just on the back to the college football front, how things in different states work out as far as even the teams. Like Oklahoma State and Tulsa, their game got pushed back a week because Tulsa only got to practice 7 times for fall camp, and their game was scheduled for Saturday. So Tulsa goes, look, we had some outbreaks. We couldn't practice as much. Can we push it back a week? Those two teams have off dates, so next week or bye week, so they're going to play on the 19th instead of the 12th. And you also look at SMU and TCU. There was supposed to be a game on this upcoming Friday. That game got pushed because TCU has some issues. Not quite sure what their issues were, but they had COVID cases. That game probably won't get played because they don't have the same bye week the rest of the way, I think. So, but SMU, no problems in the almost the same area. Where's TCU? Fort Worth?
TCU is in Fort Worth.
And
Dallas is SMU.
So not that far apart.
No.
And SMU didn't have the issues that TCU had. And it brings me back to Tennessee, Middle Tennessee State. Now they got their ass kicked by
Army.
What
about that end of the first half?
That looked like, well, somebody said that coach knew his team didn't want to play. So he was like, why are we going to try here?
Oh, my God. They just ran out the clock on the inside the 10.
Yeah, it was 21-0. They had 2 timeouts, and they...
What?
They ran out the... Basically ran out the clock.
They're inside the Army red zone.
Yeah. And inside the 10.
And didn't call timeouts.
No.
And had 2, I think.
Why?
Just,
I don't know.
Just the worst clock management ever. Bill O'Brien's going... Look at Middle Tennessee.
You suck too. So they got a game off, and Tennessee couldn't even run a scrimmage because they had a combination of quarantine and COVID, and they're in the same state, and somehow the smaller school could play a game, and Tennessee couldn't even get a scrimmage off.
All right, let's take a break. We are behind, so Lance, why don't you tell people about CorMed?
CorMed is awesome, and you know my son. Like I said, I think my son's going to get tested for. COVID, which, by the way, they also do COVID testing at CorMed. But then if he gets it, and after he's done, because he's training right now, he's going through heavy physical training. He's training to be a paramedic at the fire department. So he's going through firefighter school right now. And so he's got some really hard training that happens on Saturdays. And I told him, if you get COVID, when you're done, we're going to get your heart looked at with an echocardiogram from CorMed, because it's so very important that if you have had COVID that you get it checked out, because a much higher percentage of people than ever anticipated are getting COVID, even mild and asymptomatic people are finding that they are getting myocarditis, or percentage are, after having COVID. And that's something that was not necessarily expected. So when you have a myocarditis or any type of issues with your heart, it can be fatal. You've got to make sure you get it looked out. The great thing about CorMed, this is now a solution for people who want to check on their heart health. You don't have to you know, get your doctor to write a script, and then you go and get your echocardiogram, and then you have to pay thousands because you haven't reached your deductible. They cost you about $200 out of pocket from CorMed without any insurance. Now, they will work with your insurance if that's what you want them to do, but they can also do it for just $200. You can get stress test, EKG, echocardiogram, find out exactly what's going on with your heart. They have mobile units that they can bring out to businesses. So if you have a small or larger business, they can come out there just like they did for UPS. They did all of UPS, an entire organization. They checked out their heart health. Make sure that you go to CorMed.com. I'm sorry, CorMedSolutions.com. That's CorMedSolutions.com. Whether you want to set up an appointment to go into their location at off of Southwest Freeway, or you want them to come out with their mobile unit, they can take care of you and check out your heart health with CorMedSolutions.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
On ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. For those of you that are just coming in, we had the big announcement this morning, and it is that we have another signal. And it's ESPN 92.5.
Ooh!
How's that taste?
That's dab.
You just dabbed on everybody?
Yep.
Nice. I love that. So if you are, if
we
you
still have
97.5 issue on the west side.
Yeah.
Yep. Then you have no more issue.
Wherever you are in Houston, wherever you are in Houston, check 97.5, check 92.5, whatever is best for you.
Yeah.
Plug it in. If you have issues on both, there's always the app. But our signal is going to be traveling much better west, much better south, certain areas north, and of course the other signal already was strong in certain areas east and to the north.
All the way to Louisiana.
To the southeast. Yeah, so this is really big news for those of you who want to listen on your phone. We got you covered.
Oh, it is awesome news. So awesome. So those of you on the west side have always complained we can't hear the station. You can now. 92.5 FM. Now, you probably can't hear us on 97.5 telling you that, but if you're on the app or if you know anybody that likes to hear the station and you can tell them, hey, you got to check out the new station, 92.5, simulcast, same exact station, simulcast on two. Oh, you guys won't spend them? Oh, really? We got two signals now.
Oh!
How's that? You spend the money.
I just dabbed on everybody at every other sports station.
We have two stations. They have one. Oh, what? We win 2-1 like the Astros.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? I can't hear with all these stations in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Astros.
With all these signals in my ear.
Boy, do they suck right now. I mean, that bullpen is so, oh my gosh.
It's not even fun to watch it anymore.
It's hard. Well, no Altuve, no Bregman, no everybody, everybody. It seems like this is, I mean, we have a pandemic of player pandemic. How in the hell did this happen? 21-20 now. I mean, listen, the Yankees have had some injuries, but nothing like the Astros. Nothing. So this is, it's catastrophic, and especially in the bullpen. Man, you can't hold a lead. That Angels series, they lost all four games in the bottom half of the last inning. That's virtually
impossible.
That's virtually.
And now you have
bad.
So Devo's hurt again, shocker. You have
but that's even a good thing.
He's done. And then you have Blake Taylor though. Blake Taylor's on the injured list. Does that make you happy?
Well, every time Cy Snead is warming up. Goodness gracious.
I cannot believe he's avoided a DFA to this point.
Well, I mean, honestly, you need bodies. You had to get rid of Biagini. Mm-hmm. You can't get rid of everybody who sucks in the bullpen, because then guess what? You don't have any bullpen at all. You got no bullpen. How about he keeps Fromber in for Oh my gosh, dude!
When is he not?
He threw 109 pitches, and so?
That's what Fromber does.
But the last inning he was getting lit up. You got to take him out.
No, Fromber, his pitch count means he has to get to a certain pitch.
Oh,
Dusty does a reverse pitch count with Fromber. Like, I'm not taking you out until you get to 109.
It was so
even as a reliever.
Unbelievable! How could Dusty? What are you doing? What are you doing, Dusty? Take him out. This is a disaster. 21-20. You've still got. How about that? Wait a minute. How does this work out? What is it? A 5-man rotation in baseball, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, normally.
So the Astros are playing 5 games in Oakland.
Let me do the math. Wait, are we sure? Yeah, 5-man rotation. Yeah, that's been going on for over 2 decades now.
Yeah, 5-man rotation. Mike Fiers pitched the day before the Astros got there.
Right.
So then he should pitch the last game.
It's Fiers, right?
It's
Mike Fiers?
Well, Mike actually, Fiers no, because they got the doubleheader in there. Actually, he doesn't come up.
What do you mean doesn't come up?
He doesn't come up because he pitched it again the day before the Astros got there, and it's actually 4 days but 5 games.
Why wouldn't he be one of the 5 pitchers, though?
Because it's only 4 days.
So what? Everyone else is being moved up?
No, everybody isn't moved up. Actually, they're starting Minor and Lizardo in the – well, they're starting Minor because they picked – don't forget they picked up Minor. So I guess that does actually make sense.
This is bullcorn.
I know. 5 games, but it's in 4 days. And
a 5-game series, and you can't even see Fiers.
Twice now that they've faced the Astros, conveniently, Mike Fiers pitched the day before the Astros got there. Both times.
What if Fiers had pitched and, like, dominated? That would have been the worst-case scenario.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have, though.
So it would. This was...
Now with Kyle Tucker roaming the outfield.
This is two series in Oakland, and Fiers pitched the day before both of them. Before he got there. And the day, 2 days before they came to Houston. So he's conveniently missed every start against the Astros.
Hmm.
And it's only 4 days. It's only 4 days, 5 games. Fiers will pitch the next game in Texas. So, but the Astros got screwed anyway. This game, the extra game that they should have had at home, they canceled it for one COVID test from a guy that worked in the front office in Oakland. He was in Oakland, but they said, oh, no, we got a test. We got a positive test. Everybody come home. And the Astros will have to play here. Screw you, Major League Baseball. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. We'll talk Rockets basketball on the other side. But right now, I got to talk about my peeps over at Caliber Roofing and Exteriors. Great guys. I really like them. You're going to like Easton and all the guys that come on over there. They're really, really good guys. And here's the deal is you are going to what's going to happen is during this time right now, were you scared because there was a hurricane possibly coming? Well, do something about it. If your roof needs anything, are there leaks? And is the roof deck sagging? Are there leaks? What about your gutters? Look, Lance is injured for the rest of his life because of his crappy gutters. It's true. They could come and fix that. They do everything. Do you need your gutters? Do you need painting? Do you need siding, decking, power washing? Caliber Roofing and Exteriors does it all. And if you've had any roof damage from hail or anything else and you're having a problem with your insurance company, Caliber Roofing and Exteriors will come over while they are there and show them that it was damaged by the hail or whatever rain or whatever. It's not just wear and tear on the roof. So if you have an insurance company coming over, have these guys come. And listen, they'll give you a free thorough evaluation. If your roof is fine, they'll say, hey, call us again in 5 years. We're out of here. If you've got projects that you've been putting off, let the guys at Caliber Roofing Exteriors take care of that. So when it comes to your roof, you need to work with guys at Caliber Roofing Exteriors. Locally family owned and operated. Owens Corning Roofing Shingles. They only use the best. Financing available. 713-823-9355. 713-823-9355 or 975roof.com.